The fantasy UFO premise of the famous Ender's stories imagined that video games could sort out minds and pick who could save the universe from an evil invasion. And they actually do it in the movie Ender's Game.
Bad luck.
Who authorized his access to this?
I did.
Try again, little mouse.
To what end?
Not every battle can be won, Hiram. The way he plays the game reveals his state of mind. If you won't let me assess him one-on-one, I need some other way to know what he's feeling.
This video game with sounds but no language attempts to sort out minds in a very different, deeper way. And it's real. A game developed to test memory is imagined as a data collection tool to see if patterns of memory loss can be found that might eventually diagnose the early onset of dementia. The video game is called Sea Hero Quest, and it's developed in part by dementia researcher Michael Hornberger. The game has already been downloaded over 600,000 times since its release last Wednesday, and Hornberger says by working around language, the game reaches deeper into the brain.
Many of the classical tests to test dementia have been developed in, I would say, in Western Europe or North America, and very often we find that they don't apply maybe worldwide. It's very difficult to translate them into different languages. So what we realize, spatial navigation is such an intuitive thing which really people can play anywhere. So the least language we're using to diagnose dementia, the better it is in a way, because we can easily apply them across very different cultures, different countries. And of course, we can also make the comparisons to potentially to animal research.
In this case, what kinds of triggers and symptoms and details are and patterns are you looking for that could be predictive, you know, 10 years in the future? I suspect it'll take you that long to get this kind of data.
So we have very different things we're looking at in the game. For example, how you use maps, how you use landmarks, how you use what we call dead reckoning. So how you, this is the flair level in our game, how you kind of orientate yourself back where you started from.
So if your ability to read a map, your ability to grasp and internalize a map, and then your ability to use that data to orient yourself in space is degraded, so far that is a suspicious sign that maybe you are a candidate for dementia?
Well, yeah, this is what we're really trying to find out. Now, I should say, so if you are in unfamiliar places, of course you get lost. Everybody gets lost. What we find with dementia, it's more that if you're in very highly familiar places or environments, so for example, you're going down to the shop you've been going down for many, many years, and you turn the wrong way on the street corner, that's a very worrying sign. Or we have many patients who even get lost in their own house and can't find anymore where, for example, the bathroom is. That is a very worrying sign where people, if they're worried, they should really see their doctor and really discuss it with them. Now, in unfamiliar environments, it's very, very different. And there are certain situations which are extremely confusing, even for healthy people. And I'm talking also about myself. So like multi-story car parks, extremely confusing. And even if you're healthy, you get lost and can't find your car. And the other example, I guess, is very big supermarkets. So it's a good way, in a way, of experiencing how many dementia patients feel, even in environments they know for a long time.
What kind of a population do you think is possible to study with something like this without having the data degraded in some way?
Well, it depends. So we will have, of course, we have to see who is going to play the game. And this is one challenge, in a way, using gaming for science, that you use the general population. So we don't have control over which different ages are playing it. We're hoping that by making the game very casual, that we will get a large spread of people from, of course, younger age to an older age. But we really have to see what comes out. The good thing is, if you collect data on such a big sample, so at the moment over 600,000 people worldwide have downloaded the game, you, even if a very, very small percentage of people are of a certain age group, you will have still hundreds of people who have played the game.
Would it be possible for you to have people play the game casually, and if they score in an alarming way, you could notify them that they need to see a healthcare professional?
Theoretically, yes, it's possible. For the future, what we more envisage is that maybe we can extract certain features of the game, which then clinicians could use in their dementia clinics to diagnose people earlier. If you would make it like available as a diagnostic tool for the general public, as I said, it would be very, very problematic because it could have all kinds of implications for insurance reasons and so on.
What was it like working with the gaming folks?
It was actually a fantastic experience we had, but it had a lot of challenges, obviously, because we wanted to create a game that was casual and fun, but at the same time scientifically valid. So very often the gamers would say, well, you can't do that. It would be a really boring game. And other times we would say, no, we can't do this because then the science wouldn't really work. So it was a kind of evolving process, which was fascinating in a way of giving us an insight and also how gaming really works and getting people engaged and motivated. While, you know, a lot of our research, of course, lab-based research, it's quite, you know, they're quite boring tasks to do. So it taught us a lot, and the gaming people are taught a lot about the science behind it.
How early onset do you have to come up with a credible detection to be of value to clinicians?
Yes, so this is a very controversial topic at the moment. So many studies worldwide are looking at this, and you can 5 to 10 years before actually any clinical symptoms are present, the disease might be already really starting to happen at quite a fast pace. This is really what we think at the moment, that there's such a big emphasis on memory is a bit of a problem, because when we age, our memory, everybody's memory gets worse. So memory slips are very often very common to happen. So we think via the navigation, this might be a different angle, because it's very unusual for people, of course, to get lost in a way in an everyday environment. So with this game and the findings from the game, we can hopefully create tests which are very sensitive and very specific to getting lost very early on. And hopefully that would be a long time already before. Usually people will present now at the moment in the clinics.
Michael Hornberger, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Michael Hornberger is professor of dementia research at the University of East Anglia. He is co-creator of See Hero Quest, a mobile game that could help detect early signs of dementia.